L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the trial of Chad Daybell from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast. Let's go back to the courtroom.
Okay. Do those appear to be an accurate depiction of the exhibit you created?
They do.
Do you, and again, in reviewing the material in creating this exhibit, was it quite voluminous?
It was, yes.
Do you feel that this exhibit would aid the jurors in understanding the evidence?
I do.
Would this exhibit aid you in your testimony today?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'm going to move for admission of State's Exhibit 185.
Any objection?
No, Judge.
All right, Exhibit 185 is admitted.
Your Honor, I would ask to be allowed to publish.
You may publish.
Ms. Heidemann, does this appear to be the first page of that PowerPoint presentation?
Yes.
Can you tell us what we're seeing on this slide?
This is a document titled Seven Archangels that were found, that was found in the Lori for Style account, iCloud account.
And do we know where this particular document originated?
We do not know.
Were you able to determine if it was sent to the Lori for Style iCloud account?
It was saved in as a PDF in the media section on the account, but I don't know how it, I can't say how it got there or when.
Was there something about this particular document that stood out to you in relation to your investigation?
During the course of the investigation, the names Raphael and James appeared for in relation to Chad as an alias for Chad. That was the first thing that stood out.
And was there anything else that caught your attention?
In this particular document, in relation to Raphael and James, the Tuesday appeared to be significant involving their wedding. as well as malachite.
And is this that same content just enlarged?
It is, yes.
And then what are we seeing on this slide?
Similarly to the previous document, it was also saved in the Lori for Style account in the media section with no really identifiers as to how it or when it got onto the iCloud. It was titled Presiding Council of Archangels. And similar to the previous document, we see the same names of Methuselah, James, and Raphael. But this time it's also in relation to Elena or Angel Lily. And then down on the bottom, again, we have the concept or the symbolism of Tuesday, Raphael and Lily, and the color green.
Do you know when Chad and Lori were married?
It was on a Tuesday, November 5th, 2019.
And on the previous slide, there had been mention of malachite. What color is malachite?
It is green.
Did those names, James and Elena, appear in the iCloud account as well?
Yes.
Did they also appear in text messages?
Yes.
Did you learn through the investigation of Chad being referred to as Raphael?
Yes.
And Lori being referred to as Lily?
Yes.
And we, last time you were here, we talked about some Google searches you reviewed. Mm-hmm. Do you recall talking about searches for malachite?
I do.
Do you recall what accounts searched or who the accounts were associated with that searched for malachite?
Yes, Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow.
And do you recall approximately when some of those searches occurred?
If I recall correctly, Chad's earliest search of malachite was in March of 2018. And then Chad and Lori both appeared to be searching for malachite in May of 2019.
And during May of 2019, was Charles Vallow still alive?
Yes, he was.
And was Tammy Daybell still alive?
Yes, she was.
And again, do these pull out and highlight the things that caught your attention?
Yes. If you Google image search malachite, this is an example of one of the images I found online.
So this was not found within the accounts?
It was not, no.
And we talked about those searches. Is that what we're seeing here?
These are, yes, the leader searches in 2019, correct.
And on the far right, are those four different searches that were linked to the chad.daybell at Gmail account?
It appears to be two searches and then visiting two websites.
And then closer to the image of the malachite, is that a search associated with Lolly Time Forever?
Yes.
Through the investigation or your review of these documents, did you discover that there were attempts to purchase some wedding rings?
Yes.
Can you tell me about the first attempt?
On August 14th, 2019, Lori purchased two glow-in-the-dark malachite inlay titanium rings from Etsy site Serenity Rings and provided a shipping address of 5531 South Four Peaks Place in Chandler, Arizona.
Do you know who that address was associated with?
With Lori Vallow.
And do you recall when Charles Vallow was killed?
July 11th, 2019.
And again, on August 14th of 2019, was Tammy Daybell still alive?
She was.
And then did you find another attempt to purchase rings?
Yes, on August 25th, 2019.
And what did you discover in relation to that attempt to purchase rings?
She attempted to purchase two custom titanium rings with malachite stone inlay, one for a size 4.25, the other 11.5, from Revolution Jewelry Designs with an express insured shipping to 565 Pioneer Road, apartment 175 in Rexburg, Idaho.
Through the investigation, did you learn who that address was associated with?
With Lori Vallow.
Did you learn whether or not there was ever a successful purchase of malachite wedding rings?
Yes.
And what did you learn in relation to that?
On October 2nd, Lori purchased two wedding rings. One, Gems on Click, choose your gemstone color, square natural silver, sterling silver prong ring for women. And a Southwestern style malachite gemstone inlay wedding band, sterling silver unisex ring.
And there's an image of a ring that appears here. Do you know which of those two rings this one was believed to be?
That when you input the description for the Southwestern style malachite ring into Amazon, which is where these were purchased, that is the image that returned.
Do you know whose Amazon account these were purchased through?
Charles Vallow.
And again, Charles Vallow had died on July 11th of 2019.
That's correct.
And What are we seeing on this screen?
On the same day as on October 2nd, which is the same day as the previous slide, a size 11.5 Thorsten Malachite stone inlay tungsten carbine ring, the beveled edge wedding band, was purchased from Rory Rose Jewelry.
And there's an image on this screen. Can you tell us what we're seeing there?
Again, if you take the Thorsten Malachite stone inlay, if you take that description from the Amazon purchase and search that in Amazon, this is the image of the ring that is returned.
Did you find something else in relation to this particular ring?
That ring was returned and repurchased as a size 11.
And did you determine approximately when that was done?
On October 4th, 2019.
And when that was returned, was Tammy Daybell still alive?
Yes, she was.
And do you know when Tammy died?
On October 19th, 2019. Or she was pronounced dead October 19th, 2019.
And was there something else in relation to that ring?
It was the size 11 was returned and repurchased again as a size 10 on October 25th, 2019, and did not appear to have been returned.
Was there anything that stuck out about the image of this ring to you?
It appeared similar to a ring Chad was wearing in their wedding photos.
And what is the image on the left of the screen from my angle?
Yeah. That is a photo that was taken during their wedding, and that was part of their wedding photo package.
And then the images to the right, are those the same ones we saw in the previous slides?
They are, yes.
In relation to the investigation, did you also review some messages sent between devices associated with Lori and Chad?
Yes.
What are we seeing on this particular screen?
This is an SMS, or more commonly referred to as a text message, originating from a 515 number attributed to Chad to one of Lori's phone numbers saved in the Lori Time iCloud account.
And could you tell what date this was sent?
July 13th, 2019.
And could you please read the message into the record?
Concerning the 2 weeks, BYU Idaho's graduation is July 23rd. Adam is getting his bachelor's and Leah and Joe are getting their associates. They are all walking in the same commencement ceremony. I feel she will be gone by then, but I will still have that hoopla to deal with because a lot of my and Adam's family are coming and will stay for July 24th. So I believe that's why the Lord hinted I might not get to be with you until that is over. Please ask about that.
Do you know who Adam is in relation to Chad?
Adam is Chad's son-in-law.
And do you know who Leah is?
Chad's daughter.
And what about Joe?
Again, Chad's son-in-law, yes.
Were there certain things about this message that stood out to you?
Yeah, it seems to provide a date of when she will be gone by then and that they will be together. And that, you know, family's in town and that he may not be able to get to be with her, Lori, until that is over.
And when it talks about her being gone, was Tammy, or she will be gone, was Tammy still alive at this time?
She was.
And did you look at some additional messages?
I did.
And if we start with that first message, could you tell who it appeared to be sent from and who it was sent to?
From Chad to Lori.
And could you tell what day these messages were exchanged?
On July 22nd, 2019.
So the first one that appears to be from Chad to Lori, could you read that into the record?
Love you. Going with Garth in an hour to the other side of heaven too. Missing you desperately, but so excited to be with you.
And then that next message there, can you tell who it appears to be sent from and who it appears to go to?
From Lori to Chad.
And can you read that into the record?
Do you want the emojis?
Yes, please.
Okay. You will love it, heart emoji.
And then the next message there, can you tell who it appears to be sent from and who it's sent to?
From Chad to Lori, not as much as I love you.
And then the one after that?
From Lori to Chad, I love you. You will enjoy the scenery. It looks like Kauai a lot.
And the one, and the next one?
From Lori to Chad, hopefully we'll be there. Hopefully we will be there someday soon together.
And the following message?
From Chad to Lori, that is the plan.
And then the final message on there?
Again, from Chad to Lori and my greatest desire.
Final message on there?
Again, from Chad to Lori and my greatest desire.
Through your review of things, did you discover anything in regards to Lori requesting a quote for a wedding?
Yes.
And what did you learn?
Lori emailed a request or filled out a request form on October 30th, 2019, requesting a wedding on a Kauai beach for November 5th, 2019.
And in those messages you just read, do you recall a specific reference to Kauai?
Yes.
And from your review of that, was there a specified date as to when they wanted to hold the wedding?
On November 5th, 2019.
And do you know if Chad and Lori were actually married that day?
They were.
And again, what day of the week was November 5th?
A Tuesday.
And what kind of rings did they exchange?
Malachite rings.
And Ms. Heidemann, as part of the investigation, were you also asked to look at some temple attendance records?
Yes.
And do you know who those records were for?
Chad Daybell and Lori Vallow.
Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 230. I have a copy for counsel, the court, and a courtesy copy for Your Honor.
All right.
And I will indicate again, this is a printout of what's contained on a PowerPoint or a jump drive. Or excuse me, not that one. In looking at those records, the 230, do you recognize those?
I do.
Are those in fact some documents that you reviewed?
Yes, they are.
In relation to the attendance records, was there a specific time frame you were asked to look at?
I received a subpoena return, so I don't recall off the top of my head what the time frame of the subpoena was now.
And you just looked at the responsive documents in relation to the subpoena parameters?
Correct, yes.
Your Honor, I believe that these documents have previously been stipulated to.
All right, any objection to the admission of Exhibit 230?
No, Judge.
Exhibit 230 is admitted.
And in your review of these, Ms. Heidemann, did you end up, were you specifically looking for dates that Chad and Lori were at the temple together?
Yes.
And in your review of these, did you end up creating a summary exhibit?
I did.
And do you believe that it would aid you in your testimony today?
Yes.
And do you believe it would aid the jurors?
Yes.
Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 394. Again, I have a copy for counsel, the court, and a courtesy copy for Your Honor. This is the one that is has a jump drive as well.
Very well.
And if I may have the witness shown a copy.
Yes.
And Ms. Heidemann, does this appear to be an accurate depiction of the exhibit we were just speaking about?
It does.
Your Honor, I would move for admission of State's Exhibit 394.
Any objection?
For demonstrative purposes, Judge?
Yes, I think that's, is that correct?
It's a summary exhibit.
As a summary exhibit, is that Rule 1006?
Yes.
Okay. It can be admitted as a summary exhibit under 1006. Thank you.
And Your Honor, I would ask permission to publish from the jump drive.
Yes, you may.
And Ms. Heidemann, when you look on here, again, and I think this depicts when Charles Vallow passed away, were there temple visits where Chad and Lori were both at the temple prior to Charles passing?
Yes.
And how many visits did they have at the temple prior to his passing?
Three.
In relation to that first visit, was there anything that stood out about that one to you?
Yes, in a story. So that temple visit corroborates some information, some evidence in a story where Chad and Lori or James and Elena are sealed in mid-November 2018 in the temple.
And when we talk about the story, what story are you referencing?
It's a story that law enforcement has termed the James and Elena story, just for ease of reference. It's a story of James and Elena and how they meet and the initial relationship.
And so there was indication that James and Elena were at a temple around that same time?
Correct, yes.
And then in relation to that April 27th visit, can you see which temple they were at depicted there?
Yeah, the Houston, Texas temple.
Was there something about that particular one that caught your attention in relation to the investigation?
Yes, and there was an email sent from a KK Walker email account that was created by Lori requesting Chad visit or come to Houston to speak at a children's camp. in Houston on April 27th, 2019.
And when you're looking at these temple visits, do you know how the visits are logged?
It's my understanding that there are access or cards that they scan that is unique to each individual, and it captures the date and time of the scannings.
And you were reviewing the records of those scannings?
That's correct, yes.
And with these first three, were the scans of Lori and Chad's cards relatively close together?
Yes.
And when I say relatively close, could you give an approximation?
Within seconds to a minute or two.
And are you aware when Lori moved or about when Lori relocated to Rexburg?
Approximately September 1st, 2019.
And are you aware when Tammy Daybell died?
October 19th, 2019.
And between Charles' death and Tammy's death, how many temple visits did you locate where Chad and Lori were together?
Three.
Was there anything different about the timing on any of those visits in relation to the scanning of the cards?
The September 17th visit was a little bit longer. It was approximately 25 minutes between when, and I apologize, I don't remember who went first, between Chad and Lori scanning their cards.
And then subsequent to Tammy's passing, did you locate another temple visit?
Yes, on October 29th, 2019.
And in looking at these, why were you looking at them? What were you trying to look into?
We were looking at, again, to sort of corroborate other evidence in the case, as far as, like as mentioned before, the James and Elena story. Also, sort of the steps taken to be together in this relationship. There's travel to different states here. So just the lengths they went through to be together.
And do you have any indication of what they were doing in the temples?
No, I can't say that. No.
And in relation to that first visit, is there some indication of what they were possibly doing in there?
Objection, Judge. Calls for speculation.
Sustain.
Through the investigation in the James and Elena story, was there reference as to what James and Elena were doing in the temple on around that time?
Yes, they were being sealed.
And outside of that, is there any indication in relation to the other days?
No.
And I can unpublish now, Your Honor.
Okay.
And Ms. Heidemann, we've referenced the James and Elena story. As part of your role in this investigation, were you asked to do something in relation to the James and Elena story?
Yes.
And what were you asked to do?
I was asked to compile the James and Elena story was found in multiple places in different iCloud accounts. So I was asked to take all of that information and put it into a single story chronologically as best as we could, so that to make it for ease of reading and for reference.
And can you tell me what accounts or what information you looked at specifically in compiling this story?
The James and Elena story was found in text messages and emails in the Lolly Time iCloud account, as well as in the notes section of the Lori for Style account.
And breaking it down a little bit, in relation to the emails, were you able to determine what device or account they were sent from and to which account they were sent to?
Yes, all the emails were sent to and from the Lolly Time Gmail account.
And in relation to the text messages or the messages, were you able to determine who or what number those were associated with as the sender?
Yes, from the 515 number attributed to Chad.
And who were those being sent to?
They were to the Lolly Time. They were saved in there. There's multiple phone numbers, but they were all attributed to Lori.
And when we talk about attribution, do you recall when you were here previously testifying about attribution?
Cell phone attribution, yes.
And was that 515 associated with Bubby, one of the numbers you talked about that day?
I did.
And then turning to the notes, where were the notes located?
They were saved in the Lori for Style account.
In relation to the notes, was there any way to determine a date, time, any other identifiers with those?
There did not appear to be any date or time stamps on those documents.
And again, through the investigation, who did you learn or did you learn who James was an alias for?
Chad.
And what about Elena?
For Lori.
Did you learn of other aliases associated with Chad?
Raphael.
Did you learn of other aliases associated with Lori?
Yes, Lily.
And when we talk about Bubby, was Bubby a reference to Chad from what you could tell?
Bubby was a term that I think was a term of affection that Lori used. I believe she actually referred to Alex and Colby, her son, as Bub or Bubby. So it was a term of endearment, but it's saved as Bubby is saved as the contact for the 515 number, which has been attributed to Chad.
Is it fair to say in compiling this James and Elena that you went through a lot of data and information?
Yes.
And as have you, in fact, compiled that story as best you could into one format?
As best I could, yes.
And did you, in fact, prepare an exhibit with that compilation?
I did.
And Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 184B. I have it on jump drive format, a copy for counsel, a copy for the court. And then in the printout copy, I have a courtesy copy for Your Honor as well. Okay. And I would ask the witness be shown a copy.
Very well.
And Ms. Heidemann, if you would look through those pages.
Okay.
Do those appear to be an accurate depiction of the James and Elena story as you compiled it?
For the exhibit, yes.
For the exhibit. Yes. And Your Honor, I would move for the admission of State's Exhibit 184B. I would also indicate the reference sources, the content of those have already been stipulated to by the parties.
Any objection?
With the understanding, Judge, that the entire transcript of this thing be admitted as part of that stipulation.
Yes. Is that what's in the exhibit, Ms. Blake?
Yes, Your Honor. And counsel has a copy. It's the story as compiled. I believe it does not contain some of the notes and additional messages associated with it, if counsel's referring to those, but it's the body of the story.
That's what I understand as well, Judge. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So Exhibit 184B is then admitted.
And Ms. Heidemann, as you went through this, were you looking for specific things outside of just compiling the story?
Yes, we were looking to see if we could confirm that events in the story happened in real life.
And in looking through that again, did you look at a significant amount of information?
I did.
And did you compile an exhibit outlining some of those things that you found?
I did.
And is it a summary of some of what you located?
Yes.
Your Honor, I have what's been marked as State's Exhibit 184G. Again, I have a printout copy for counsel, the court, a courtesy copy for Your Honor, and it is actually an exhibit contained on a jump drive.
Very well.
Yeah, thank you.
And Ms. Heidemann, in looking through those, does that appear to be an accurate depiction of the exhibit you created?
It does.
And do you believe it would aid you in your testimony today?
Yes.
Do you believe it would aid the jurors in understanding your testimony?
Yes.
The state would move for admission of State's Exhibit 184G.
Any objection?
No objection, Judge.
All right. Exhibit 184G is admitted.
And Your Honor, may I please be handed the jump drive of 184G?
Yes.
And if the witness does not still have it, may I have her handed State's Exhibit 184B, the printout? And Your Honor, I would ask to publish State's Exhibit 184G.
You may publish.
And Ms. Heidemann, can I have you turn on State's Exhibit 184B to the third page and look at the part, that first sentence beginning with Friday?
Okay.
Would you please read into the record from Friday to the word forever?
May I ask a question real quick?
Yes.
I am aware, I don't know if it's this one exactly, but there might be some typos or grammatical errors. Do you want me to read it as it is or maybe how it should be? Little things like if, of, like just typo stuff.
Thank you for clarifying that. Let me ask you, when this was created, did you essentially copy and paste as it was located within the iCloud account?
Yes.
So does that include grammatical errors?
Yes.
Does it include some typos?
Yes.
As you read through, would you please indicate, would you please read the correct word? And then we will go back and indicate what the other word written or typo may have been.
The correct word as on.
If you would read the correct word as you believe it to be.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Yeah. And you said to start from Friday.
If you'll start on Friday and read to the word forever.
Friday morning, October 26th, driving south on the freeway, a voice said, "You will meet an extraordinary woman today who will change your life forever." This was shocking since such a thing seemed very unlikely at this conference. It is actually a very detailed story that began long ago on another world, and I will cover that part as I go along and the characters figure things out. But on the morning of October 26th, James arrived in St. George, still a bit baffled by the message he had received. He unloaded his books and set up his table, then joined the organizers for dinner in the main room. He saw his friend MG, who had been so helpful to him when he spoke in Mesa that July. MG introduced James to her friend Elena.
And I'm going to stop you there for a moment. As you look through that, and if we look at the exhibit on the screen, was there something about that first part that caught your attention in relation to what may have been going on in Chad and Lori's lives?
On October 26th, 2018, Chad Daybell was listed as a speaker at a Preparing a People conference in St. George, Utah, between October 26th and 27th. Additionally, we have Melanie Gibb, or MG, we believe in this instance, confirmed that she was the one that introduced Chad and Lori as their mutual friend at this conference. And then on October 30th, 2018, Melanie Gibb texted that below the photo to a group text, including Lori Vallow, that was captured in an iCloud account.
And when you went through this, was there also mention of Elena helping Chad sell his books?
Correct. Later in the story, I believe there's a there's indication, or in the story, it says that Elena helped Chad sell his books. Yes.
So in that first part of the story, did it appear to match up with events going on in Chad and Lori's lives?
It did.
And then if you will pick up reading, if you'll pick up on the fourth line from the bottom at the very end there, he was, and read until and read those next two sentences.
He was happily surprised when she mentioned a key part of his novel, The Renewed Earth. No one had ever recognized the significance of that scene before.
And then if you'd read the next two sentences, I apologize.
He had heard that voice before and seen that smile before. He felt they had even talked like this before. But who could be certain when?
And looking back now to Exhibit G that's up on the screen, in that image that we're seeing there, do you know who, and when I say the image, the photo of the people, do you know who those individuals are?
I don't recall the woman to the far left. The second one, woman to from the far left is Lori Vallow, then Melanie Gibb, Chad Daybell, and Zulema Pastenis.
And you just read about a novel, The Renewed Earth. And was there something about that that stuck out in relation to the James and Elena story and Chad and Lori?
In the James and Elena story, he claimed to have written a novel titled The Renewed Earth. And Chad Daybell also wrote a novel entitled The Renewed Earth.
And then if you will turn to page 6 of the paper exhibit, and if you will start reading that first sentence and read the first two sentences into the record.
I must clarify that James is a very difficult person to get information from. He has been blessed with great knowledge, but 99% of the people he knows do not realize that.
And then if you will skip the next couple sentences and pick up with he knew she and read to the end of that paragraph.
He knew she was one of the very few people on earth he could trust. James's spirit was so excited at this revelation that he shattered a thick veil that had been placed between these two souls during their mortal lives. The thick veil had been placed because of the unique, unparalleled love James and Elena had shared in previous lifetimes. That veil had prevented them from finding each other until this appointed day that would be remembered throughout the heavens as the true beginning of a spectacular mission that would save millions of souls and defeat the forces of darkness.
Was there something about this particular section of the story that stood out to you?
I believe the thing that stuck out the most was their spectacular mission, and then the concept of darkness. The light and dark was a concept that came up pretty frequently in the investigation.
And did you also see in there reference to James and Elena having shared previous lifetimes together?
Yes.
Or shared love in a previous lifetime?
Yes. Unparalleled love James and Elena had shared in previous lifetimes.
Did you ever learn anything in relation to Chad and Lori and believing they were married in previous lives?
Yes.
And then if you'll turn to the next page, page 7, and looking at the top there, could you read from James' physical attraction and read in the first 2 sentences?
James's physical attraction to Elena was almost overwhelming, but he was equally drawn to the spiritual energy that was radiating from her. As they talked, it was confirmed to him that they had indeed been married before and were eternal companions.
As you're looking, as you read through that, do you see who it was confirmed to?
It's confirmed to James.
And James was known to be an alias for who?
For Chad.
And if we turn to that next page, page 8, and it's about halfway down, a little more than halfway down, there's a sentence that starts out with, he made an awkward attempt.
Cranked it out. Just until the end of the, I'm sorry.
If you would read those 2 sentences, that and the following sentence.
He made an awkward attempt that was way too brief because their friends were bringing more boxes. In that short embrace, though, he knew he had found the woman he had searched for his entire life.
Do you know approximately what period of time this would have been referencing?
This would have been referencing the October 26th, their first meeting.
And during this time, was Tammy Daybell alive?
Yes.
Was Charles Vallow alive?
Yes.
And if we now skip to page 12 and 4 lines down on page 12, starting with when he arrived home, if you could read those, that and the next sentence into the record.
When he arrived home, he searched the internet for anything about her, but there was nothing. She was a fascinating mystery that he wanted to spend the rest of eternity with.
Was there anything in relation to this that stuck out in regards to the investigation?
Yes, through the review of Chad's Google searches, Chad Googled Lori the same day that he met her on October 26, 2018, which is, this is about a day off. But it's around the same time frame.
So in the story, James is searching Elena, correct?
Correct.
And in real life, Chad was searching Lori Vallow.
Correct.
And if we go to the next page, 13, and about 4 lines down, there's a sentence that starts with, he was able to help clarify. Would you read from there to the end of that paragraph?
He was able to help clarify many of the promptings and impressions she had felt in recent years. She knew she had lived on Earth before, and James was able to clarify when. They had been married before on this Earth and other times on a previous Earth. Their love truly spanned the universe and eons of time. They knew the Lord had brought them together again for a crucial mission that only they could accomplish as a united couple. During the next week, they spoke every day for at least an hour, but often longer. They hungered to know everything about each other. This was a new experience for James, to open up and share the true feelings of his heart. But he knew he could trust her completely. The bond between them was intense, and only the vast distance between them kept their passion for each other from roaring into a blazing inferno. She quickly became his best friend, or better said, 2 best friends had reunited, and their prior love was now ignited in a wonderful heavenly way.
And were there certain things about this passage that caught your attention?
It's the continued concept of married before, the prior marriages, the religious connotations of multiple lives, the crucial missions that they had to accomplish as a united couple, the distance between them. It sort of confirms the Chad and Lori lived in separate states at the time, similar to James and Elena. And this very quick passion and love. This is, again, still within days or a day or two of meeting.
And at the very start of the passage you read, did you also see where he was the one able to help
Judge,
clarify?
Judge, I can object at this point. This is becoming counsel testifying during this introduction to the evidence.
Well, it's leading. I'll sustain.
And can you read that first sentence again?
He was able to help clarify many of the promptings and impressions she had felt in recent years.
And again, James is an alias for who?
For Chad.
And Elena is an alias for who?
For Lori.
And Judge, that's been asked and answered and previously been established, and yet it's continuing.
Well, the objection is overruled. It's not timely. Go ahead, Ms. Blake.
Thank you. And if we then move to the next page, page 14, starting about four lines up with "he knew," if you would read from "he knew" to the end of that.
"He knew they had been married before, and they had been close friends with the Savior when he lived in Jerusalem. James had served in an important position in the Lord's church, and Elena had been his beloved spouse and best friend. That relationship was now meant to continue in this lifetime."
And if you would turn to the next page and continue reading the first three lines.
"In Jerusalem, James and Elena had enjoyed tremendous intimacy. Their physical desire for each other was unmatched, and they were fortunate that they could be alone morning, noon, and night, and they seized every chance to passionately express their love to each other."
And then if you skip down to the bottom, the third line from the bottom, starting with "he knew they," and read through the end of that passage.
"He knew they were meant to be married again and the complete important missions." Oh, I'm sorry. "He knew they were meant to be married again and complete important missions together before the second coming. He was ecstatic that she was receiving confirmation of these things as well."
And was there something about this particular section that stood out to you?
There were a couple items. Again, the continuation of this relationship continuing through this lifetime. The statement that says they were fortunate that they could be alone morning, noon, and night and seized every chance to passionately express their love. That he is receiving these confirmations and that she was confirming them as well. Those were the primary takeaways.
Ms. Blake, we do have a request at this time for a break.
Okay.
So we'll go ahead and take a mid-afternoon break, but I have a real quick sidebar with counsel at the beginning of the break. We'll let the jurors be released at this time, though.
All rise, please. All rise. Mr. Court, again in session.
Thank you. We can just remain standing. If we have the jurors brought in, please.
Mr. Chairman. All right, please. Jury's off, President Counter, for your honor.
Thank you. Please be seated. All right. Thank you, Ms. Blake. You may continue with your direct examination whenever you're ready.
Thank you, Your Honor. And if I may again publish State's Exhibit 184G.
You may.
And Ms. Heidemann, if you would turn to page 19 on 184B, and if you go about five lines down, starting with "they were both," if you would read those next two sentences.
"They were both aroused, but knew there were limitations on what could occur that night. But they kissed for nearly an hour and pressed against each other tightly."
And then if you skip down about three lines up from the bottom, starting with "they knew," if you would read to the bottom into the record.
"They knew they would see each other again in the morning, but the separation seemed too long. But they knew that the long wait to find their eternal match had come to an end, and James was overjoyed beyond description. James and Elena had agreed to visit the temple the following morning."
And in your review of things, were you aware if there was something that happened with Chad and Lori that would correspond with this?
At the time of this James and Elena story, this would have been in parts we haven't read in. It was in November. During a Preparing a People conference, which was on November 16th, 2019. And the temple records, they visit the temple in Arizona, also on November 16th, 2019.
And if we look back to the exhibit that's being published, 184G, before we move on from this, when we talk about the renewed earth, were you aware it... whether Chad wrote books?
He did, yes.
And is this one of the books that he had written?
Yes.
And then if we turn back to Exhibit B, if you will go to page 20, and about three lines down, it starts with "he knew." And if you would read the next three sentences into the record.
"He knew he was in the presence of an exalted goddess who had returned to Earth to perform a special mission. This mission included being with him, and they would progress together as translated beings. The full plan wasn't yet completely clear to him, but the immense power radiating from her confirmed his belief that she was among the greatest women in the universe."
Was there something about that particular passage that stood out to you?
We have, again, the special mission. It included to be with him, and they progressed together. There's also indication of a full plan, despite it wasn't completely clear to him yet, but there is reference to a plan.
And then if we move to the next page, 21, and starting with the second sentence beginning with "they had," would you read down to just before the last two sentences? So ending in the sentence, "unified their souls."
Got it. "They had only known each other for 3 weeks, but two lonely, misunderstood souls had finally found their best friend that they could trust and confide in. They arrived at the temple, and they both felt they should do ceilings together. They were soon seated in a ceiling room facing each other. Elena looked so stunning as she smiled at him. She seemed calm while he felt quite nervous. Their opportunity soon came to kneel across the altar from each other, and as the sealer pronounced those sacred words, James and Elena knew they were now sealed as husband and wife for eternity. As the earthly sealing was taking place, a similar scene involving their spirits was happening on a higher plane, where they kissed and unified their souls."
So in looking at that particular passage, were there some things that stood out to you?
So if you put this passage in context with the temple records, then they were doing a husband and wife sealing ceremony in the temple in October 2018.
And you said October.
I'm sorry, November 2018. I'm sorry.
So they met in October of 2018?
Correct. And this would have been in November 2018.
And again, if we turn back to the exhibit up on the screen, Exhibit G, you had determined that there was an event going on around that same time?
Correct. There was a Preparing a People conference in Mesa, Arizona, from November 16th to 17th, 2018, in which Chad Daybell was listed as a speaker.
And then you just referenced the temple records, and are those shown up there under number two?
They are, yes.
And if we now turn to page 23 of Exhibit B, and about six lines down, so a little over halfway, starting with "they helped clean," would you read the rest of that into the from there and the rest of the passage into the record?
"They helped clean up the conference, and Elena graciously allowed James to stay in a spare bedroom at her home that night. They visited with other friends until after midnight, then they all went to bed. James anxiously hoped Elena would join him in the spare room. It took a while for everyone to settle into their beds, but once the house quieted down, James opened his door slightly and saw the wondrous sight of Elena approaching the room."
And what about that stood out to you, if anything?
Statements from Lori's friends indicated that she allowed some of the conference goers to stay at her house the last night of the conference.
And then if we turn to page 27, and before going on, looking back to the exhibit on the screen, Exhibit G, under three, is that what we had just talked about?
Yes, that was what was read, yes.
And was there something else in the James and Elena story regarding that November conference that caught your attention?
So at the conference, Chad and Lori's friend stayed at Lori's house. And then he sold some of his books similarly that he did in the October 2018 event. So it seems to be a similar style where he's a speaker and then sells his books at these events.
And on the bottom of page 27, that last sentence, and then continuing on to the following page, if you would read the last sentence of 27 and the first three sentences of page 28.
"He loved her with all of his heart and soul, and he felt a part of his spirit may stay permanently attached to her, never to again be separated. Elena was part of a successful podcasting team, and she invited James to record an episode and share his life story. He came into town the night before, and they met at a favorite rendezvous. The magnetic energy pulsated once again through their bodies."
And through your investigation, was there a reason that this particular part stood out to you?
Similarly to the James and Elena story, Chad went to Arizona to participate in a podcast that Lori and Melanie Gibb were putting together.
And then if we turn to page 30. About six lines down, starting with Shania Twain's. Would you read that sentence into the record?
Shania Twain's song, Forever and For Always, played on repeat a dozen times as the two lovers became completely absorbed in each other.
And then if we move to page 31, four lines down, starting with Each Time, if you were to read the next three sentences into the record.
Each time they reunited, she was more beautiful and youthful. She flashed him a gorgeous smile and they embraced. They were soon on their way to the hotel where she would stay.
And turning back to what's up on the screen, Exhibit G, is there something about that part of the story that stood out to you?
So what's displayed on the screen is how it appears in text messages, how it was coming through. So we didn't read the whole passage into the record, but it starts with James eagerly awaited it in his hometown airport for Elena to arrive, his hometown being Rexburg, Idaho. So in this statement, in this excerpt, it appears that Elena is now for the first time traveling to Idaho to visit, or Elena is traveling to Idaho to visit James and stayed in a hotel.
And then there's some notes down at the bottom. Were there other things that indicated Lori may have been in the Idaho area?
Yes. In the previous text that's numbered 1206 that just precedes the paragraph at the end, it says, I'm going to jump to Rexburg in April, and then lists, and then there's the passage from the story. So if you take that there's travel to, that Elena is traveling to Rexburg in April, and compare that to Lori's travel records, there's a flight for Lori from Mesa, Arizona to Idaho Falls, Idaho on April 2nd. And then she flies home on April 4th, 2019.
And during this time, was Charles still alive?
He was.
Was Tammy still alive?
Yes.
And if we turn to page 32 of Exhibit B, and on the second line beginning with but during, would you read that down to the sentence, about six lines of that down to where the sentence starts with the same, so ending in that sentence every way?
I'm sorry, and you said start with but during?
Start with but during,
sorry,
yes,
about
please.
That. I lost my spot. But during James's latest mission, his wife had died back in Jerusalem. He was unsure what was next for him. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to him as he walked along and told James that he would become the bishop of Jerusalem and that he should marry his niece, Elena. James's attitude quickly brightened. There was something very special about Elena, and he knew they would be very compatible in every way.
And then if you go on to the next page, 33, would you start with the Savior down to the sentence ending in instantly awakened and read that into the record?
The Savior then told them there was no reason to wait, especially with James's new calling as bishop. Jesus invited them to kneel across from each other. He then sealed them together for time and eternity. Both James and Elena were shocked at how quickly everything had taken place, but as the sealing was performed, it was as if their eternal bond was revealed. True love immediately blossomed, and their physical desire for each other was instantly awakened.
What, if anything, about those passages stood out to you?
We have the sealing again. This is in Jerusalem time, so this is a prior life for James and Elena that they were sealed. So it's this concept of the multiple lives, them being married, and it being blessed by Jesus. Those concepts. They were shocked at how quickly everything had taken place. And the true love, physical desire was instantly awakened. So it's the same sort of prior marriages, prior relationships.
And looking back to the page 32, that very first sentence.
32?
Yes, page 32, and the sentence starting with but during. Was there something about that in the story that caught your attention?
So just to read the sentence again, but during James's latest mission, his wife had died back in Jerusalem and he was unsure what was next for him. This is the only time that a wife is mentioned during the story, and James's wife had died at this in the story as well.
And then if we turn back to page 33, at the very bottom, second line from the bottom, starting with then James, would you read from that through the end of that passage?
Then James placed his lips on hers, and sparks flew between them. He pulled her close to him and whispered, "I love you, Elena. I always have and I always will."
And, Your Honor, may we please approach?
Yes. All right. Thank you. For the sidebar, Ms. Blake, we discussed where we're at this time. We've got a few other administrative things we're going to need to take up this afternoon. And given the time and that we'll be continuing with this witness for some time, I'm going to go ahead and have trial wrap up for the day and the week. And so we are going to recess until Monday. We'll come back on at our standard starting time with evidence at 8:30 Monday morning. To the jurors, thank you very much for your attentiveness throughout this week. Thank you for following the court's admonition. We do have this weekend break. Please continue to follow that instruction to not discuss the case amongst yourselves or with anyone else over the weekend. Please don't do anything to research the case in any way, learn anything new about the case that hasn't been presented here in court for you. And with that admonishment in mind, we'll go ahead and conclude and allow the jurors to be released for the weekend.
All right.
All right, thank you. We are going to go off the record, but I do have some scheduling discussions with counsel. We'll go ahead and clear the courtroom, and I'll talk to counsel privately once the courtroom's been cleared here. If counsel will stay behind, the witness may also be excused until Monday, and we'll be in recess. Thank you, everyone.
All right.
There's more to come in the trial of Chad Daybell. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our continuing coverage right here from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Maaco, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Maaco is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh. Better get Maaco.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint, dents, dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
How's your car looking? Showing its age? Faded paint? Dents? Dings? Don't worry. Maaco is here to help. They're the experts in affordable paint jobs and light collision repairs, helping you keep your car looking its best without breaking the bank. Most cars on the road could use a little bit of love. And keep in mind, with Americans keeping their vehicles longer, protecting your investment has never been more important. At Maaco, they make it really easy. You come in, free estimate, and the expert technicians will handle the rest. With Maaco's national reach and community focus, you're not just getting top-notch service. You're actually getting a partner you can trust. Don't let those little imperfections add up. You want to keep your car on the road. You want to give it a little bit of love. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. Visit your local Maaco today and see how they can refresh your ride. Go in, get the free estimate, and the expert technicians will take care of everything after that. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Maybe your car's paint is faded, or you've been meaning to fix that scrape from the grocery store parking lot. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. Now, here's the best part. Stop by your local Maaco, free estimate, and you're going to find out how easy it is to refresh your ride. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. And you can do so with the great folks at Maaco. At Mako, they are proud to be a trusted partner for drivers across the country. Whether it's a fresh coat of paint for your car or fixing up everyday dents and dings, Mako is here to keep your car looking its best. Get started. Visit your local Mako today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG-friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.